I'm gonna talk this morning about pride. Oh, tell your neighbor, ooh, ooh. And say to your neighbor, I'm talking to you. He's talking to you. So you don't have to raise your hands, but how many in here have issues with pride? There's a few honest people. You know what's really funny? It's one of those things where, you know, if you right now think, gosh, so-and-so must listen to the message, you probably have issues with pride. Isn't it funny? Like, there's certain messages we think, oh, that's definitely for so-and-so. I really hope they're either here or they tune in to Facebook. I'm definitely going to share it afterwards so they can hear it. But I believe that God wants to speak a word to all of us today, because I believe that we all have issues with pride. And you know what? In this year of expansion, the Holy Spirit was just speaking to me, saying, you know, one of the things that we really have to deal with is pride, because pride is a destiny destroyer. And in this year of expansion, you know, God wants us to expand. But guess what? If we have issues of pride, there's things that he just can't do, because God, the Bible says that he resists the proud. And nobody wants to be, you know, God to resist us, do we? No, so we've got to listen in. So hang in there, and I believe God's got a word for all of us. So what is pride? Well, I sort of looked up. You know, pride is an issue of our heart. Sometimes we think that there's certain types of people that have issues of pride, and often you think you can sort of point them out who they are. But I believe that pride is an issue of the heart, and it's sometimes it have different manifestations. We react in different ways, but pride is a deep thing. So God is going to just reveal to us today some aspects of that and through this word. So what is pride? Well, I looked up, which is always good to look in the word. So there's a couple of different definitions. The Hebrew word for pride is sagon, and that means arrogance and an inflated view of self. Okay? Inflated view of self. And the Greek version, I'm not even going to try and pronounce that, hyperrephania. Any Greek people in the house? No? All right. Well, so they can't correct me. But that's a Greek word. And that means a swollen estimate of his own powers or merits. Somebody that treats people with contempt. So you can sit here and think, oh, well, that's definitely not me, okay? So sometimes it's also good to define something by the opposite. So what's the opposite of pride?
Humility.
Humility. Yes. And what does humility mean? Well, let's look at that. It's an easier word to pronounce. It's tapenos. And that means to be low. And effectively what it means is it means to depend on the Lord rather than people or self. And what's really important to understand that it's not about having a low self-esteem. Okay? There's a very different big difference, or false humility. You know those people that says, oh, it's got nothing to do with me. It's all about the Lord, you know. And you can just see them, then, can't you? We praise God. And you're going to say, you know, this kind of false humility. Have you ever met people like that? Yeah. All right, was it just me? Okay, all right. I'm just checking you awake. I've got a couple of quotes. I was just looking at, I thought it's quite interesting just to see. There's different kind of ways of humility. Because, sometimes we talk about things and we don't really think about what they actually mean. So a couple of quotes on humility. It means to receive praise and to pass it on to God untouched. That's worth repeating, isn't it? To receive praise and to pass it on to God untouched. How many times do we take praise ourselves? You know, we may give the glory to God by saying it, but deep down in our heart, how do we react or respond? Another one is the person who looks up to God rarely looks down on people. That's worth repeating, isn't it? The person who looks up to God rarely looks down on people. And I like this one here. Humility is like underwear. We should all have it, but not let it show. We need to laugh a bit, don't we? You know, it's good. So I'm just going to share a little story as well. Do you all know Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer? All right, well, listen to this. This story is told of the famous boxer Muhammad Ali, who was flying one time to an engagement. The aircraft ran into severe turbulence and was soon being shaken violently. The passengers were all instructed to fasten the seatbelts straight away. Everyone complied except Ali, or Muhammad Ali. Noticing this, a stewardess approached him and asked him to fasten his belt, and he replied, "Superman don't need no seatbelt." The stewards took one look at him and retorted and replied, "Well, Superman don't need no airplane either." So, we'll leave that one there. Good. Good. You're awake. Praise God. So what does pride look like? I'm going to get into the word in a minute, but it's just interesting, isn't it? So what, you know, you all have an imagination of somebody that's got issues with pride, but just listen to this. These are kind of different expressions. And I say I, because I've had issues with this and still have to deal with some of these things. So, if I want to challenge people, you've got issues with pride. If I'm harsh, you know, some people you can be a bit harsh towards. You know, you might even have a sort of somebody you're imagining right now. You know, some people they just kind of rub off the wrong way. Chances are you've got issues of pride. If we've got no compassion, gosh, why is she late again? Does she not know to get here on time? If I'm competitive, I love to win. You know, I just, you know, anything, Monopoly, just you name it. But issues of pride. If I'm impatient, that basically means my time is more important than yours. Pride. If I shake my head when someone makes mistakes, you know, there's some people you just think, gosh, you can tell them over and over and over and over again. Pride. I love this one. If I have difficulties accepting authority, you know those people who say that Jesus is my cell leader? You know, I don't need anyone to speak into my life because just me and the Lord, we're just doing great. Anyone in here? And all the Facebook Live people, yeah, you know, the TV is my pastor, you know. Anyway, I'm always right. You know how it is sometimes that we may say something different, but in our heart we know I'm always right. Even if you are, you know what? You know what we've got to look at our hearts. I don't take anyone else's advice. That's similar to the cell leader. Especially not someone that's more junior than me. Ooh. I'm too spiritual to receive from this person. And you know what? And I could go on and on. You know what? I mean, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but one of, you know, hopefully what you could sort of see yourself in one of those scenarios, couldn't you? Several, yes. Well, I had to go through them all, and I was like, oh, Lord. You know, and the thing is, pride is a sneaky thing. You know, the two characters in the Bible that I'm going to touch on them a little bit, but you know, not sort of the main stories, but just, you know, the life of Saul that started off so well. And, you know, God had appointed him to be the king. And he was not just any king, he was like the first king. So obviously after they had judges and the people demanded to get a king, and God raised up Saul. And, you know, he had a great destiny. And, you know, he's obviously, you know, if you're the first king, you're like, you know, you've got something to prove, haven't you? You're setting the standard for whole lineage, you know, for whole, you know, for generations upon generations. And Saul had issues of insecurity, but it sort of manifested in pride. And what happened to Saul? You know, he ended up just having his whole destiny destroyed because of pride. And yet there was another person that had issues with pride. Joseph. Do you remember Joseph? You know, the boy that sort of was happily sharing all his dreams with his brothers. And, like, you can just imagine this, like, little fella coming up and just telling him, guess what God told me, or guess what dream I had. And then just sharing. You can see the brothers were just so jealous. But I believe he had issues of pride. But Joseph had to go through a journey. And the difference between Joseph and Saul was that Joseph accepted it. He He had, you know, he knew that he had heart issues, but God took him through a process. And what did he end up as? He ended up as the prime minister in another country. And he ended up being somebody that we celebrate in the Word, isn't he? You know, as a powerful testimony of how he came out of prison and became somebody that saved his people and his nation. But because he dealt with the issues of his heart. Because I believe that, you know, through the process of being in prison, that God had to deal with some of that. You know, the harshness he had, the thing where he just thought he was superior and he was more important. So there's those two stories. But how do you know if you have pride? You know, I showed you some of those indicators, you know, before. And, you know, I believe that this is something where we really need to listen to our heart. In fact, right now, I'm just going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit just to reveal to us. So, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, that you will show us what's on the inside of our heart. And, Father, we just say right now, Father, we open our hearts to you just to receive your word. And, Father God, I thank you that you're the Spirit of truth. So, right now, we pray that you'll reveal our hearts, Father. Father, where there are issues of pride, Father, I just pray that you just reveal it to us, Father, as we go through this word this morning. In your name, amen. So you know the story about Joseph is that we know that God, he promotes humble people. It's interesting, isn't it? And you can, when you go through the word, you see that over and over again. People who thought that they often were, that they were nothing. You know, when you think about Moses, you know, he's like, oh my goodness, I can't even speak, you know, choose somebody else. But God chose him. And I believe that because he also knew that he needed God. And the danger is that when we get to that point where we take the glory ourselves and where we think that we can do it in our own rights and in our own strength. So I believe that God will have to deal with pride before he gives us promotion. So what does the word say about pride? Well, we're going to read a couple of different scriptures. It says in Proverbs 6:17. In fact, let's just read that up on the screen if we can get that. Proverbs 6:17. It's very quiet in here. Are you with me this morning?
Yes.
Good. Great. It says, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. So if you just go back to 16, sorry, if you start from 16, yeah. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil. A false witness who speak lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Great. So, here it says that there's all these things that God hates, but what's the first thing he mentions? Pride. Why do you think that is? It's because it's important to know that it says that God hates pride. You know, God resists the proud. If we go to James 4, and we read from 6, verse 6 to 7, and then I'm going to read verse 10 as well. So James 4, and I'm going to read here. And it says here, I'm reading from the New King James. But he who gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And then verse 10, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Wow. So if you want promotion, what? We need to be humble. It's a bit of a paradox, isn't it? Because when you sometimes think of people that get promoted, you think, you look at them. But I also know that, you know, some people that just pushes their way forward, you know, they also fall, don't they? And sometimes they kind of land on their flat. And that's where we always need to look at our hearts, because we want God to promote us. And I believe that, you know, Joseph, if he'd kind of, you know, obviously he knew that God was going to promote him. But imagine if he'd kind of got promoted before time, before he'd been through that process, how would the story have been? It's interesting to think of, isn't it, that the story could have been very different, but because he allowed God to deal with his heart, it was a very different outcome. So when he saw his brothers again, after all those years of being held captive, and his brothers were the ones that sold him as a slave, but when he saw them again, it was a different Joseph. And he was able to forgive his brother, knowing that, to say that, you know what, the journey I've been through has enabled me to save you. But it's not of pride, but it was this sense of, you know what, I'm here on a mission because God can use me. And that's what God wants us to be. You know, where it's not about us, but it's about him and he can use us. So pride is a destiny destroyer. You know, it can kill our expansion. And that's why we need to be vigilant. That's why we always need to watch our hearts. You know, I recently come back to work after being on maternity leave, and I just got a temporary promotion. So God is good. But you know what? I realized, you know, when you're at home, it's really easy because you just got your sweet little baby that you just love, you know, and you can just, you know, you don't mind singing the same songs all the time and, you know, just entertaining him because he's easy to love because he's my son. But then you turn up to work and there's all these people you have to deal with. Do you ever feel like that? And you know, God has really been speaking to me about my attitude towards other people and really guarding my heart. Because sometimes, you know, you can just get, you know, if you're coming in, you know, people don't know what I've been through this morning, you know, like getting my son to nursery and tube was late and you come in there and you have 10 people standing at your desk wanting to speak to you about something and you're like, oh, let me just sit down. And, you know, it's very easy just to suddenly, just for pride to rise in our hearts, you know, and it's the little foxes. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. And I really have had to work really hard on myself to say, you know what, God, just keep me humble. And you know, sometimes God allows certain things to happen so that you just can get reminded of it. But I'm glad that sometimes it's the little things so that I don't end up somewhere where I get really humiliated. You know, and God is looking, he's got our backs, but we also got to watch our hearts so that he can work with us. Are you with me? Praise God. So it says in Proverbs 26:12, it says, did you see a man wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him. That's worth repeating. Did you see a man as wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him. Wow. You know, sometimes we say we have an opinion about who's a fool. But you know, God knows who's a fool. Those who are full of pride. In fact, a fool is better than being full of pride, isn't it? So how to get rid of pride? Because I believe we all have issues of this to some extent. Well, there's a great person, there's an author called Andrew Murray. He's not the tennis player, but there's another Andrew Murray who wrote an amazing book on humility, and we got it in the bookstop, and that's a bargain, actually, and we should really sell more of that. How much is it? You can't remember, Marilyn. Oh, my goodness. I thought you had all the prizes in your head, but it's definitely in the bookshop, and I just want to recommend you that book. It's a small, small book on humility, but it's like every page is just full of gold nuggets. And he said this, Andrew Murray, he says, humility is entire dependence on God. Pride is the root of sin and evil. And he says, humility towards others is the sufficient proof that our humility towards God is real. Wow. Humility towards others is the sufficient proof that our humility towards God is real. In other words, you know, God knows what's on the inside of us. And the way that we treat other people is so important. Because that's a good way to start. You know, if you treat other people like royalty, you know, that's what God wants us to do. You know, no matter what you are. And it's interesting, you know, I've just got promoted, but I sometimes, you know, God just, it's kind of like the small things. And, you know, I've got a PA and I could very easily go and ask her to do things for me. Sometimes I feel I have those little tests where I have to go and do it myself. Whether it's like even I only got like 3 minutes left and I have to go and do some printing or go and do something because I know that God is watching me. And because the way that I treat people and my staff, it's so important that I treat them like royalty. Because I want God to treat me like royalty. You know? Praise God. So any little thing, you know, I feel like I'm being watched because I need to, you know, there's certain tests, there's certain things that I need to do. If I want to get promoted, I need to be so humble, but in the right way, in my heart as well. And it says in 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. And it's really interesting, isn't it? It says due time. You know, when I was mentioning Joseph, you know, the due time, you know, to be ready when God says, you know what, the stage is yours. You know, and I want to be ready. When promotion comes and God says, you know what, my daughter, you're ready, or my son, you're ready now. And I wanna pass the test. You know, I don't wanna suddenly think, oh my goodness, you know, and just suddenly have character issues. I wanna be ready. So I just wanna encourage you, as we just listen to this, just ask God, you know, where do I have issues, God? Where do I need just to soften myself? Holy Spirit, where do I need to deal with this? So that when promotion comes, that we are ready. Because we all want promotion, don't we? We all want expansion, don't we? So what do we need to do? Well, we need to be patient. We need to be kind and we need to show mercy. But I thought, let's do something a bit practical. So I hope you're with me on this one because it needs a little bit of creativity, okay? So just to be practical, so what do we need to do to deal with pride? Okay, so if I can have, I need like 10 people up here. So 10 volunteers. Don't worry, you're not going to, well, you probably are going to have to stand up for a little while. So if I could have 10 people, that would be great. Okay, so I hope you're with me here. So 10 people, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2 more people. Great, let's give them a hand. Good. Wonderful. So, I've got the 4 don'ts and the 4 B's. And I thought, well, how can I get people to remember this? So I thought, all right. So what's this? You have to be really creative. It's a donut. So I thought, 4 don'ts, donuts. I know, it's a bit sad, isn't it? You know, trying to be a little bit creative. So, Abina, if you stand with that, the donut, that's a donut, okay? Just to remember, 4 don'ts, donuts, okay? So that's the 4 don'ts, all right? You with me? Yeah. Okay, so let's start. So the 4 don'ts. So the first thing is, what does it say? Don't seek man's approval, okay? I'll give that to you. So the first one is don't seek man's approval. What do we mean by that? Well, sorry, I'm not going into a dialogue here. You know what? We need to go to God, okay? We need to seek him. And sometimes it's so easy just to look at other people, to get praises from people, to see, you know, how will they react? How will they respond? But go to God. And that's in our quiet place as well. You know what? If you have experiences where, you know, you've had a rough day, but go to God and say, you know what, God? The only approval I need is yours. We don't need any man's approval, because that can be a bit of a slippery slope. When we start looking for man's approval, pride can come, because, you know, every time that they come and give you praise, you know, we feed on it, don't we? And then what happens when they criticize us? You know? So I normally say, if people praise me, I give it to God. And if they criticize me, I give it to God as well. So that's the first don't, okay? The next one is kind of linked to that. It says, don't sing your own praises, okay? You're going to have that. It's singing. So what does that mean? Well, we all love to get praise, don't we? And sometimes we quite like to just to show what we've done. You know how it is? You know, sometimes like, you know, and I've done this. You know, sometimes when I was on maternity leave and Tim would come home and I'll be like, you know, I've done this, I've done that. And, you know, it's quite, you know, quite a lot. Just because I wanted a little bit of kind of affirmation and love because, you know, I've been home all day and I've been doing all these things, you know. And it's like, well, why do I have to do that? You know, God sees it. I'm just being real here. Does anyone feel like that? Sometimes you just want a good, you know, tap on your shoulder and say, oh, you did well here. And, you know, sometimes I do that. And, you know, it's good to encourage ourselves. The Bible says that we should encourage ourselves in the Lord. So that's important, isn't it? But you know how it is when, you know, when we sing our own praises and we don't give glory to God. It says in Proverbs 27:2, it says, let someone else praise you and not your own mouth, an outsider or not your own lips. So do not, don't praise yourself, okay? The next one says, don't take compliments to heart. So when people give you compliments, you know what I said about praises? You know, if people criticize you, what do? We give it to God. And if they praise us, we give it to him. You know what? This is like a lifestyle thing. We have to make a decision. You know, you can have, the thing about pride is that, you know, you can have certain things in your heart and you can give it to God, but then you have to make a decision. A lot of these things are about being active and say, you know what, God, I am not going to do this. I'm not going to allow the enemy to sow seeds in my heart or for them to grow and fester. So I'm going to constantly fight this. So it says, don't take compliments to heart. And it says in John 5:41, I do not accept glory from human beings. That was Jesus. So if somebody praises you, I'd say, you know, praise God. And maybe, you know, if I'm in a meeting, I can't always say, oh, you know, glory, hallelujah. Because kind of I'll have like lots of people in suits looking at me. But I say just sometimes in myself, you know, praise God. God, you're good. That's a good attitude to have. You know, when people just encourage you, it's not like, you know, oh, I'm amazing. But you know what, God, you are good. And that's a good reminder for ourselves. That is God, okay? The last don't is this one, is you don't have anything to prove. You know, I am what I am by the favor of God. I don't have to prove anything. You know, God is the one that's given me progress, that has anointed me. And you know, sometimes you feel like you really want to do something to just demonstrate your worth. But God has called us and we are enough in him. So I am what I am by the favor of God. That's in 1 Corinthians 15:10. All right. You with me so far? So that's the four don'ts. You can sort of get it? All right. So this one is a bit easier. So these are the four B's. So I got this one here. That's quite sweet, isn't it? So you're going to have that one, the four B's. All right, so that's for anyone kind of, you know, that is a B. I didn't draw it, I kind of downloaded it. So that's me. So the four B's. All right. So what's the first one? If you've been in Sunday school, or we do kids' church here, you know what the answer is. The answer is always Jesus, isn't it? So, so be like Jesus. But what do we mean by that? You know, how was Jesus? When you think about him, you know, he didn't accept any glory from human beings. He was the Son of God. You know, imagine being kind of in the heavenlies, being in, you know, with your Father in heaven, suddenly being told to come down on earth, to be raised up in a family and to be mocked, to be, you know, be just go through all sorts of abuse. You know, having your friends betraying you. Knowing that you're the Son of God and having to walk on earth. You know, he could have said, you know, where's the palace? You know, come and see me when you want me. Did he do that? Did he? No, a few knots. No, he didn't, did he? What did he do? He went to serve. He went to wash people's feet. He went to be with the sick, to minister to them. And that was Jesus. And that's what we should be like. And sometimes, you know, we sometimes forget what he had to go through. It says in John 8:50, I can of myself do nothing. I do not seek my own glory, but the glory of him who sent me. That was Jesus' attitude. The next one is really what we've been talking about. The opposite of pride is to be humble. But what, again, does that mean? Well, I don't really mind saying I'm sorry, sometimes when it's not even my fault. You know, that's a good thing to do. Is it spelled right? Yeah, all right, I was just checking. It's good to check. You know what, just to say sorry sometimes where, you know, it's not your fault, that's a good thing to do. not to be worried about losing face, or even share stuff. Being, you know, in kind of leadership terms, people talk a lot about being a transparent and an authentic leader. But what does it mean to be authentic? You know, it means to share. You know, sometimes when things are tough, to be open. I'm not saying like to walk around on the street and tell everyone, but just to be open. You know, if you're struggling with stuff. Because you know what pride wants you to do? Pride wants you to shut down. Pride wants you to say, you know what? Nobody else got this issue. Nobody else, you know, you're the only person on this planet. So you just got to man up, put your stiff upper lip up, as they say, and just get on with it. But you know what humility says? Open your heart. Be humble. But what does that mean? Make yourself low. Open up. Share. What's the next thing? This is part of this. To be accountable. You know, there's certain things we like to share. We like to share for prayer if it's kind of, you know, I need a breakthrough this or I need a promotion. But what about, you know what? I'm really struggling with pride. That's a good thing to share with someone because actually you're saying, you know, I'm actually going to deal with this. I'm not going to let anything stop me. So one of the good things is, you know, to be accountable to someone. Say, you know what, this is an issue in my life. Because things like that, you know, we can make a decision in our heart and in our mind to say, you know, I'm not gonna allow this to come into me. But it's one of those things where being accountable is a really good thing. So somebody can say to you, you know what, Charles, you know, how are you doing with this humility thing? Don't worry, you don't have to answer. How are you doing? You know, what's going on? You know, you shared a bit about, you know, you've got issues with pride or there's those specific things. To be open is a really good thing because that means that we say, you know what, I'm not going to allow this to be in my life. I'm going to be open and share and get them to check up on you. I think that's part of the process of dealing with it because it's so counter pride, isn't it? It's being humble to say, you know what, I need some help. And the last thing is to be a servant. And you know what, sometimes we can have a servant mentality or slave mentality, which is a very different thing. You know, we need to know who we are in Christ. And this is where it's important not to have false humility or feel like, you know, I'm like a slave. You know, a servant is a very different thing. And, you know, Jesus showed us the best way of being a servant, how he just gave everything. And he gave up his time, everything to people. And he was a servant. And it's completely the opposite of a proud person. Because if you're proud, you don't want to serve anyone. You want to serve yourself. You want to do what's on your agenda. But God is saying, you know, be a servant. Look out for the little ones. Look out for people that are suffering. Look out for your neighbor. Look out for those who may not even look like they need anything, but they need it. You know, sometimes we're so busy, or we're doing lots of church stuff, or we're busy at work. But you know what? Just sometimes asking someone, how are you doing? How are things? Just being open, sharing. Rather than saying, oh, you know, I'll pray for you. You know, what's your need? You know, we're so good at offering prayers, aren't we? We're so good at kind of giving this specific answers where God is saying, you know, sometimes what is this person's need? How can I serve them? Yeah. It's so important. You know, and as a body of Christ, you know, we can sometimes just get into a bit of a kind of routine of how we respond to people because we've got so many things, there's so many needs. But just asking him, Father, how can I serve others? That's part of defeating pride. Praise God. In fact, let's give these people a hand. Well done. So the four don'ts and the four B's. Now, hopefully you can sort of remember that. You can keep that as a souvenir. No, thank you. Praise God. So we should be like Jesus. We should be humble. We should be accountable. And we should be servants. If I could just have a keyboardist up here, that would be great. Thank you. And I just believe, why don't we just stand to our feet? Now, as I said initially, I believe that this is something that touches all of us. And I just believe that God is wanting to just minister to our hearts this morning. And we're just going to pray. Because I believe we all want to progress, don't we? We all want to expand. And you know, sometimes I think, thank God you didn't, kind of certain things you didn't do until I was ready. Because I want to be ready when promotion comes. I want to be ready when God says, you know what, I'm gonna catapult you into this situation. I want to have the right attitude. I want to have the right character. So I just don't go into default mode. So I don't treat people in a way that, oh, that's just part of me. No. I wanna be honorable. I wanna be humble. You know, if God resists the proud, you know, I don't want God to resist me. I want Him to say, you know what, my daughter, I love you and I want to promote you. You know, God loves us, but He wants us to fulfill our destiny. It says in Psalm 149:4, it says, for the Lord takes delight in His people. He crowns the humble with victory. He takes delight in His people and He crowns the humble with victory. You know, God has called us to be victorious. He wants to crown us. But I just believe right now that if you just put a hand on your heart, because I believe that God just wants to show you, if He's not already showed you, this areas where you just need to, but there's just been a little bit of pride. And right now we're just gonna ask Him just to reveal that to us. So Father, I just pray that You just speak to our hearts right now. Father, where there's been issues of pride, let's just come in, Father. Father, we just repent. Lord God, Father, I'm sorry for the times where I've just not treated people nicely, Father, where I've been harsh, where I've been impatient, where I've not been generous, Father, where I've lacked love, Father. Father, just come right now, Father, and I just pray that You will forgive me. And Father, I thank You that You will fill me afresh. Because that is what He wants us to do. He wants to fill you afresh this morning. So Father, we thank You just for a fresh touch from You, Lord God. Thank You, Father. And I just believe as part of this, you know, once we've repented, we've got to make a decision. So right now in your heart, just say, Father, you know, just whatever decision you need to make, you know, if it's about just being kinder to someone that you just feel that you really struggle with, whatever it is, just right now, just make that decision in your heart. Say, Father, I'm going to do something different as from now on. As of today, Father, I'm not going to allow pride just to be in my life. I'm going to kick it out, but I'm also going to be practical. So, Father, we thank You for Your word. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I believe that, you know, some of you need to be seriously be accountable. Please, you can sit again. I believe that being accountable is such an important thing. You know, it might just be, you know, can you check up on me on this one? Because, you know, when we make a decision, we can be all spiritual. But actually, making a decision to say, you know, I'm not going to allow this, that's a good thing. Just to ask someone, you know, can you just check up on me? Is that a good thing? Praise God. Well, we thank God for His word. Thank you, Jesus.